Simon Ayin Hey, Sef Dalad, Shabura, Sef Katan Chafalif. So the Shulchan Aruch said the Connecticut Erev is Katan is Asur. So he says, Ayin is here, Sef Dalachosh, Sef Dalachosh, Sef Dalachosh, Mach Mirim, Rach Lechatilah, Bebe Diyevet, Im Kora, Ein Chos, Zeb Kavei. So Connecticut Erev is Katan, under the age of being Roy Labiyah. So the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer, like the Ramah brings a Shita, which is Mekel. But even the Shulchan Aruch, which is Machmer, is only Machmer in the Chatzchila. But he also agrees, at least in B'dievet, he'll be Semech on the other Shita and not Mechayev him to go back and read again. Chavbeis, so B'yesh Matirim, but then he brought there some which are Matir under the age of Roi Labiyah. Katavatsa Yuchalikr is Kishu Orim, Ad Ben Teshonim. So similarly, so the child himself, he has no Chiyev of being Orim and his own Erva, but he's under the age of 9 years old because it's not considered Erva. B'neged Erva's Mutter Rak Achigi L'chinuch B'ayim Magen Ram B'ayim Tzim Shin Shemem Gimel. So interesting din over here. See, he has a Chiyav Chinuch. A Chiyav Chinuch says he can't read Connecticut Erva. It just looks like a Gadol can't read Connecticut Erva. So he can't read Connecticut Erva's Ish because once he reaches the age of Chinuch. But vis-a-vis the halacha of that a person can't read when their erva is uncovered, the other din of it shouldn't be, it has to be, his erva shouldn't be near it to somebody else. Since we're saying that for somebody else it's mutter to reconnect, he's saying, but that much will he's saying even the Shulchan Aruch will agree that you're not giving a child al tzchinuch to be machmer in the more common to kashita and not read when he's orim. Okay. So the shir is when he's royal abia. Hana b'katan ad ben tesh shonim, b'katan ad bas gimel shonim. So the shir is a katan to the age of 9 years old, and the girl to the age of 3 years old. B'chein hikar, there are more passages like that. Shito, katan magen avram, the mikol mokum lo yechoz hamoyel ha'erba b'yadav b'shas habracha. So obviously, connected erba, the erba of the tinnik of the mila. That's mamish, you know, would have this heter, but he says, but still, he shouldn't actually be holding it. That's more chomer. However, by Rabbi Machzeshekel Mekilim, or Primogadim, because of the Asher Shem Mekian, Kolkach Yeshlochus the Sakana, Yeshitus Biyadai, Kamagabi Yeradeus, and Pasat also losses Kamagan Avram. So he says that not holding it and then afterwards grabbing it and cutting it is not necessarily so safe, and therefore you can't do it out to the Sakana element Shavoy. My knowledge of practical Milo is limited to the point that I have no idea what he's talking about. Exactly what is the issue? Nowadays, we usually use these, you know, the guard, which makes it much obviously much more safe. I'm not sure what the process of Magen Avraham was picturing of making the bracha, then grabbing it and cut it. Like, why can't he just grab it carefully then and cut it? I don't know, like, why. Why is it holding it before the bracha? Because it was holding it after the bracha. But yeah,
so I always thought that when they were preparing it beforehand, that actually takes more time. So I guess you're saying he's not going to spend enough time preparing it if he first.
I guess he could prepare it and then let go and then set over.
I think once you prepare and they hold it the way they prepare it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My knowledge is only dropped more than your rabbi's, but it,
okay.
It's,
well, you do have to being a doctor anyway. Okay. Sifhei, Erev Bashoshis, Royo Oiso Derech Dafnoi, Seho Oso Likurus Kenedu. You have an Erev in glass, and you can see the Erev through the walls of the container. They say below Yerbach Erevas Tavor, Bahomis Chaza. This is, it has to, the Isser depends upon visibility, and it's visible. Chafei Bashoshis, Hishos Chuchis. It's either talking about a case where it's either glass, oybegadak haman here achiniris erva, or it's a very thin garment which through the garment the person can see the erva. Oytefach b'masar isha b'mokim shadark aliyus mechusas. So once that's true, that's also relevant to the halacha earlier of tefach from the isha which where it's normally covered, that'll be visible through her garment. Shigamzahu nekra erva chenavas evalav. Now, So we mentioned this idea that this has an advantage over erba, which is actually totally uncovered. That over there it's simas anayim, we do not really, it's a machlokes whether you can use it or not. But over here, since the maisa it is covered, just it's visible. So by closing your eyes and making it not visible to you is sufficient. And that'll be relevant both by the case of the erba shoshis and the garments, which is translucent / transparent.
Shoshis is clear glass or something that distorts it? Is it like a chalon? It's like a
shoshis was not necessarily clear.
Round?
It was round usually. It was a type of, it was like a normally, a case of a shoshis was a container. It was a glass, a large cup.
So it distorts. It's not.
Straight. But even though it distorts, you know, that's still not going to be mutter, right? Correct.
Because it says like re'iya here.
Right.
I mean, if Adam see the levana, the kadosh levana, does that count? I mean, is this a cloud that you can see through a glass bowl? It's okay. If you see
so it's an interesting question. Where else do we have it? We do have a Mishpura talks about it by Kiddush Levana.
Yeah.
Of saying the Mishpura is by Kiddush Levana.
The Chalom.
Saying it through the Chalom, you should not say it. He says in the case of the Chalom, it's clear.
Yes, it's clear.
You can be certain about it.
When I hear shoshis, I think something that's going to distort.
But I'm not sure that was the distortion which would be that they were talking about. That's what they come up with. It wasn't clear to see it. You know, their glass was quite, you know, many of it had quite a lot of imperfections. But that's what he was talking about. But if it's clear, even though because of the band, there's some distortion, I don't think that's a problem. Okay, also, Likris, if I should talk about laning through glasses, if I should talk about
Edom condition by chas, any place you have to see something.
Right, so those things, I don't think they see that's a problem. Also, Likris, I feel he bebayas acher beroyo oiso derech hashoshis shebachaloin lefishin riyah tolekos. Even though it's not only just the person's outside, but the person's a mamash in a different building. But since the person is visible through the window, and the person is not clad properly, so there's an issue of you are visualizing erva, and that's a problem. Even they're in a different room, or a different building, and you're seeing it through the glass, even if you'd have to go back and read it again, because the main issue is visible. Fine. Vav. Okay. Hoyse erba kenegdos. He mentioned this idea over here. Does just shutting your eyes, is that sufficient or not? And you saw from the language of Mr. Bura in Sivkot and Chavei, he said, Shoy b'chozel kuliyama. So we already got a hint that there's going to be a machlokas about this. And that scenario, it works according to everybody. So where's the case of the machlokas? Of course, we haven't seen the machlokas yet. The erba is facing him, and he just turned his face away, without his body turning away. Or he shut his eyes. Or it's nighttime, or the person himself is blind. So the Shulchan Aruch holds all these cases are acceptable because the person is not visible. The person is not visualizing the erva either because he's shutting his eyes, turning away. It's nighttime, and their nighttime means, you know, it's totally dark, not like our nighttime. Or the person is blind. Now, Mr. Burr is going to bring some that is not supposed to. Okay. Chav Zion, erba kenegdo. So the first thing Mishabur points out is that it's talking about him, he's facing another erva. What about the other case we have? A person himself is uncovered, and that's, you know, So I'm people got shabakhan the huatsma orim after the gamma dasa shakunarch lumahani call elo eats. So it's nighttime, it's pitch black outside, but he has no clothing now. Is that mutter or not? So would that work or not? So what's the argument, you know, that we said a person who's, if he's not clothed, his area is visible, it's a problem. But we said the lumness of that is because somebody else can see him. Because it says, Lashon of the Pasuk says, Lo-Yere'eh shouldn't be visible. Visible means because somebody else will be able to see him. Over here, nobody can see it. It's pitch black. The same way called the Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to face another person when it's pitch black, and that's okay. Right? Now, him shutting his eyes obviously wouldn't work. I mean, understand, like, you know. Right? That wouldn't be, we couldn't even hear an argument. Since he's shutting his eyes, if the issue is because somebody else can see him, him shutting his eyes is not going to solve the problem. Reuven is unclad, and he said, well, I'm going to read Kriya Shavuot, I'll shut my eyes, I'll turn my face away. The problem isn't you seeing your erva, the problem is people can see your erva. Right? But the question is the case of or if he's a suma, that they write, so that wouldn't help. If he's unclad, he's unclad. Somebody else can see him. That's the issue. You cannot read Kriya Shavuot when somebody else can see you under this, with an erva. But the question is the case of Lila, where it's totally dark. So in that sense, the erva is not, it's not visible to anybody either. So that's the chiddush for the Prima Gadolim, saying even in that case, he says Efshar that he would agree that the drasha is because of lashon of somebody else visualizing. The sari yisur is you can't read when your erva is uncovered, and that the mice is uncovered. So that's where he. But the other ones, you don't need that's not the main chiddush of Prima Gadolim. He can't solve his problem of the fact that his erva is uncovered by shutting his eyes or being a suma. Okay.
So the Gavi himself, it has nothing to do with whether somebody else can actually see it.
That's what the Efshar is. That's what the Efshar he's saying. He's saying that's what the Prima Gadolim is raising the question. Is it a lachem being visible, and therefore the mice is not visible because it's pitch black? And the same way the Shulchan Aruch holds that he can look at somebody else's erva, but since he can't see them, it's okay. So the same thing, vice versa. Or do you say, no, that's just a way to tell me there's a chazal's lashon lemaisa is a problem you can't read when your erva is magula. And lemaisa, your erva is magula. So that's...
Is it possible for the erva to be mechusa, but the libo can still see his erva?
Yeah. The person could be wearing a long, flowing robe. His erva is mechusa, but you sell libo robe as an erva. That'd be a separate issue, right?
Can the libo robe as an erva, even if it's pitch dark?
Yeah. That we, you know... That much you see that concept, the Leva sees the erva through the body, unless there's some pressure against the body, something blocking it. Right? The Leva.
Through the body, how can it ever be mutter? I understand that.
Well, good. So, because all of a sudden you said is if you made some way of a demarcation between the Leva and the erva, that's sufficient. But, you know, the Leva is not, the Leva doesn't see this way.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Good, so that's what Chazal said. There's an issue of Libi Ra Harba Chokhma Badoas. The Lev is Raya, and there's an issue of being Raya Erva. So since they're together under the cover, we say the Lev is able to see the Erva. I mean, what the words mean, because I don't know how the Lev sees.
So it's like at the surface of the skin it sees. That's why if you plot.
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah. Okay. And that's in the Rabbanan. You know, we have to fail to go. Chazal being master and posik. What was the getter of their tekanah? The tekanah was there should be a hefsek between the lev and the erva.
Good evening, Dr. Katz. Irving, how are you?
Okay. Chav hey. Sim hichzer ponov. Rotsu loymer afilo hachzeres ponim levad belegufay. So the case we were talking about, that he, again, this is going back to the case of Shulchan Aruch, where there was Reuven standing, Shimon was unclad, Reuven's facing toward Shimon. If he turns his head away without turning his body away, so the Shulchan Aruch holds that's good enough. The garment seems to say, "I'm the surely today by a sum." The Shulchan Aruch holds closing your eyes is good enough, so turning your head away is also good enough. By Shaatzam, where the Shulchan Aruch says shutting your eyes is also good enough. Zakti Mishnah Berurah, that's very nice. The Shulchan Aruch holds like that. But Vachrenim Miskimu, and the list is the bottom is the Bach and the Taz, and Ram the Gra, the Graz, the Hachaim, and the Chayorim. Okay, that's your list. Vachrenim Miskimu. Right, Taz and Magen Ram, Bach and the Gra, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Hachaim, and the Chayorim say, no way. Chazor Sponim is you might say you've turned away. But everything else, when you're facing towards the erva, even though you cannot actually see the erva because your eyes are shut, or it's dark, or the person's a suma, it doesn't help. Which means you should not see, but rather, which means One who is able to see should not see. And therefore, even though he cannot see because his eyes are shut or he's blind, right? A one who would be looking at this, would be standing this thus, could see. And therefore, that's called the Isra of Lo Yira. Now, what about Hachzaras Panim? Well, I feel like Hachzaras Panim Shehutter, they take this a step further and they say, so Vaitu, you have to say, but what does it help? And I say, you're turning your head away. That's still a Yira Haraya. It's only Hurak Davkim Hichzer called Gufay Boimid Bitsarach. He faces in a different direction. The Nasas or Erva Mitsidor. Now that he's not facing towards the Erva. The Erva now is to, he's turned away 90 degrees. And the Erva now is off to his side. So the Roya who stands this direction doesn't see the Erva anymore. Alon Hichzer Ponov Levad Lo Mahani. But just turning your head away is not sufficient. So basically, they take this whole sip of the Shulchan Aruch and just throw it out. It does not work. Okay, you very rarely see such a strong disagreement in the Shulchan Aruch. Vim Cain, Guatz my Oroim, Lo Yitzur Shum Eitzah Shiyem Mutal Adabra Divrei Torah. Taking it back to himself, obviously that's not going to work, right? However, here is the one exception. If they're in two different rishuyos, or same along that, or the only exception is the case that we'll say the case where there's glass in between, or there's right. So he's in one rishus, other person's in another rishus, and the other person is visible. Who rishus acher connected? Who oitzim eino of milaroisei? And he shuts his eyes. So some say that's mutter. However, even though the Mishnah Sosov said it over here that it works, it seems that later on that he retracted. He does not seem to accept that Tzimis Anayim works, even in the different rishos. However, what we said before, but if there's some element of a kisui, it's covered. The problem is it's covered. It's not totally visible because it, in a certain sense, it's covered. The problem is it's a see-through, it's a transparent cover. Then atzimus and ayim works. Because you are makayim, kimishyesh al-kuponim, eza chatzitza, hamachasa, Dover ha'erva, negative erva. So there is some status of kisui because we see by soya bashoshis is mutter. Why? Because the pasuk is b'kisisa esay osecha. You covered it. The fact that it's visible is irrelevant. So it has the shame of a kisui. So in case you have a chaloyin of skuchis, you have a kisui on it. So we said before that we argued there is a din of kisui. So you have a din of kisui. Elamai, what? You can still see it. So I shut my eyes. I can't see it anymore. So that much they're going to argue that that's mutter. Fine. No point. Mutter laharba divrei Torah kushu orim. A person is unclothed. He's allowed to be harba divrei Torah. Ben tzarach lomar kenegad erva cheres. Similarly, a person is allowed to think of divrei Torah facing an erva. Shenemar ervas davor. Dibur Osir Hira Mutter. Chazal understood the pasuk that the issue is only Ervas Davor, speech. If he's unclothed, he cannot hear a bracha to be Yotze, cannot do Shemei Ka'ayna, or face an Erva as such. He cannot say the concept of Shemei Ka'ayna if he's not allowed to speak at this moment.
So it's not the visual aspect of these. Of the
erva or
the other item, it's
presence.
Is that accurate?
What are you connecting back into this?
Rebbe was just saying that if it's in an ashashis or if it's covered, even with a glass material, even with the transparent material, then it's lessened.
Correct. So it's not mutter, but you still need natzimus enayim. You still have to shut your eyes, right? But the point is, since there is an element of kisui on it, So then, once it's in another rishus and it has a kisui on it. Now, the case that we talked about before was there are two different rooms. The area is totally wide open, so there's nothing blocking at all. So then, shutting your eyes won't help. That's what he's saying. The prima god originally says yes, then he retracts and says no good. But if there would be a glass wall in between, then shutting your eyes would be sufficient because there is a kisui between the two.
So a kisui and another rishus and a tzimus enayim will matir.
Well, the truth is, you don't need all the rishus. Kisui and a tzimus enayim would be sufficient. So the case of every bashosh is even though it's not in a different room, but there's a kisui on it, so then he would shut his eyes. It would be sufficient. The Berea told and Shekhanor says it depends on seeing it. Even though the Imam, he's right next to the Erva, the Tsoya came along the Simonine test, the Osra Fili, Mihumila Akharov, Tsoya within Dalai Lama is a problem. So you would think Erva within Dalai Lama is also problematic. And Tsoya is a problem even when it's behind you, you can't see it. So the person standing and behind him, there's a person who's Erva visible. Tert Dalai Lama should be a problem. He says, no. Mizav, Gila Akos, the Tolerak Rock Berea, that's up to Ria, but Afkamina calls out, after they down, the Makrin, but Timothy Nai Makanel, Makamoka, me, Mansir Pana, but Gufa, Master, Erin, the Mahanel Kulyama, Mina Erin, the Mahanel Kulyama, I feel it was some of it. This much we will accept this concept. We hold you have to turn away, but you don't have to move with Alanamas. Because once you created that the Roya cannot be Roya, this Erva, by facing away, so any person facing this direction cannot see the Erva, even though it's within Dalanamas of you, it's not a problem. By Tsoya, that wouldn't be true.
So what would you do by Tsoya, Malacha?
So you have to move away at least Dalanamas. Okay. So that's Siman Ayin Hey. Siman Ayin Vov, Tsoya Bashoshis, what the Ligris connect? Of a Bisha Roya Oiso Derech Daf Noiseho. Now, Tsoya Bashoshis, so it's covered. And all of the main issues that should be covered, see, even though it's visible, Al Bisha Roya So Derech, even though you can see it through the glass. Mishum the Bechisi Tala Rechmano, the Bechisi Eseo Secho, Bahomis Kasio. So the main thing is that it should be covered, and in my sense, it's covered. Again, the case would be either it's glass or something else which is transparent or, you know, or semi-transparent to the point that it's visible. So that works. Likros. Down the Bechol base. Bechol alochos ad elo atzim and peches. V'cherin yisr erva hiniska le'el. Kamalkam sheniska radin linyin er kriyashma. Bein linyin hetu, bein linyin isr. Huadin labdak or kriyashma. Huadin hatara utfilo. Bechol nyanay akadusha. Bein sh'oimrim b'loshin kodesh. Bein b'loshin kachol. It's lavdak for kriyashma. It's any words of Torah, whatever language you're saying it in. It's going to be a problem. You cannot do these in makam erba, makam soya, etc. So, okay.
We picture that tzimus enayim would work in that case.
A picture, what, by going back by erba?
Yeah.
Yes. Or television. Now, Gimel, so now he said that if it's kenegdoi, he only sees it, it's mutter. This is all talking about that there's no smell issue. Because by tsoya, we add a new issue called smell. If you can smell the tsoya, so that's part of the issue. It's if the tsoya has expanded its area where it is, the smell is considered like the ikur of the item. And therefore, it's like the tsoya is right next to you. Because you can smell it. So the covering doesn't... So we're talking about a case of something where there's no smell, and all you have is the issue of being with it, so the kisui is sufficient for that. Megillah Reach Razos. Okay. Afila Mandomer B'Simen Ayin Tesiv Beis. We'll see later on, which says, Dapsokas Moyelis L'Reach Ro, that block, that making a hefsik works for Reach Ra, we don't hold like that. But even like that, we do hold like that. Da'aka mechitza shu rishus b'vnayatzim. That's all talking about it's in a different rishus. So even though the smell reaches you, that's not a problem. But over here, it's not a different rishus. It's right here, but it's covered with some glass. You put a glass pot over it. right? So that's not a different reshus. It's in your same reshus. The pot doesn't create a reshus la'atzma. You need a dinei reshuyus. Alba kviyas kliyloi. Komakam ain't sarach. Now, however, one thing you do accomplish is that from the tsoya, a person has to work oidal anamis. If reach ra is magia to the person from the tsoya, so then we say, since there's a concept of the smell expands the tsoya as if it's there, so right, you have to walk oidal anamis. Some of this where Malcolm should call a reach. The place where the reach ended, you have to continue 4 amas more. In this scenario, you don't need to do that. The kisui on the tsoya gives the reach halacha that as if it's like a reach rash and loikir, which doesn't need dalan amas because the tsoya is covered.
So by bathrooms.
One second. Now this last point of Shabur. The Shabur really says is going to be questionable. So this argument is, since it's covered, you don't need dalad amas. You mokum shakala hareya. Can't cause people to go to the simon zeh. So nine tests. Mishnah says of nishu b'tzarachim v'ayin the simon ayin test of biralocha. So there, that biralocha, I think, if I call it correctly, does not come out to be makel on this sheet. Okay, if you don't mind, we're going to hold it here.